Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Bonham, Roy Floyd. Mayor, good morning to you again.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I see that construction has finally started on the new Bonham High School, and I know that's something that you all have been looking forward to and you're excited about.
Absolutely, and they have really been working. It is a project that's going to take us a couple of years, so we're excited to see it begin. They've done most of the dirt work out there now, and they are putting in the foundations and the drill holes and all those things. So that project is underway and a lot of people working out there, and that's a good thing for Bonham, Texas.
Are some of those people living in town?
Absolutely, and that's we're really proud of that, that we have a nice new hotel here that some of those are using, and then, of course, our other projects, our other hotels in town. So hotels and motels. Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing for Bonham, Texas to see the activity up and down our streets.
Are you referring to the Holiday Inn Express, I think, the new hotel that you're referring to?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that's a $30 million project, the new high school.
The high school is a $30 million project. Also, we have the course of our courthouse. They're going to do a restoration of the courthouse as it was in the 1880s. And that project has moved to from about $15 million to about $17 million, as I understand it.
Is that right?
I may have those figures reversed, but anyway, it's quite a project, and it's another brings construction people to our city. And so when that is getting underway, the paperwork is all ready, and the people are supposed to be out of all their offices, and everybody moved by September 1st, so it won't be long until construction starts on that $17 million project. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the lake looms big and all that, because that project is almost $1 billion, and a lot of workers come in for that. That should be starting in the first quarter of 2018. So a lot of construction things going on here in the Bonham. Just as we speak.
That is a lot of construction activity. You're referring to the lower Bodark Creek Lake and the Lake Ralph Hall projects.
Those two reservoirs both. In fact, I wasn't even counting in the Ralph Hall Reservoir, and that's over by Fannindale, but that's going to mean a great boon to construction all around Bannon County.
Right. We're talking with Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd. Now, the new high school, what are some features that school will have? What will be new? What will be different from the existing school?
Well, almost completely different as they are building and trying to hold school at the same time, but they're building on a whole new front with a new gym and auditorium, the whole works. It's going to be quite a project, and as you can tell, $30 million is a real expense for our school system, but it's going to be nice for our youngsters.
Now, is that adjacent to or adding on to it, the existing school?
Adding on to the existing building, and we're going to use some parts of the old school, and some will be demolished.
I see. How old is the existing Bonham High School? Do you know?
Do you know? I can't tell you definitively. I've only been here 30 years, and it's been here the whole
All right,
time I've been here.
So it's at least that old, sure.
At least that old.
Understood. Well, I see that we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I see that Renlita Doors, which is one of your new industries up there, has hired a new president, or they've promoted someone as president. So they're up and running, and they're doing business now.
You know, I had my first opportunity last week. They had Chamber of Commerce Network Nights out there where they showed the community that they're building and how they were utilizing it and the things they were manufacturing, the doors and the places they were going. It's just incredible what they've done with that beautiful building out there, just over 100,000 square feet. And they filled it up with doors, sending them all over the United States, doing a lot of work for Holiday Inn Express, by the way, and a lot of other big-name companies across the United States, and they're building those doors. They've got about 30 employees out there now and looking for more, and they are building specialty doors. These doors are not just your everyday door.
I've seen the pictures. They are very, very nice, and as you say, kind of a specialty kind of thing. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Well, we enjoy it each time, John Mark. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about Bonham, Texas.
You bet. Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.